Daf is Daf Kuf Vav. So we got three lines down. We're still talking about interesting sugyas yesterday, but the focus really had been Mayim Achor, Mayim Rishon. That's where we all began. So the Gemara says three lines down. Ki Osir of Dimin or Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said, Mayim Harishonim Hechilu Basar Chazer. That Mayim Rishonim, because of the waters that were used to wash hands before eating, if someone fed someone else a chazer. We'll get to what that means in just a second. And because of Mayim Achronim, Hotziu Esa Isha Mibayla. And because of Mayim Achronim, a husband had divorced his wife. So what's going on here? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Achilu Basar Chazer. Shehaya Chenvani Yisrael Mocher Basar Shchut El Yisrael. There was a butcher. He sold shechted pieces of meat to Yid. Umevashel Me'achilam. He cooked for them. It was a whole restaurant. So when the goy would come, ma'achilu nevela, so we serve him nevela. A Jew came, and he saw, he didn't have some bread on the table to start the meal, and you put your order, and the guy ate the bread, and he didn't wash his hands. And gave him a chazer instead of feeding him. So we see, because a person didn't wash hands, it led to a person eating chazer. So there are a number of interesting questions that come up from here. One question they ask, wait a second, there's an iser, machlok is derais at their bottom, but you can't sell, a Jew cannot sell machal tasuros. You can't sell nevela, you can't sell chazer. So how was this yid able to sell chazer and nevela? So you can't own a non-kosher restaurant, forgetting basbachov. Basbachov, there's an iser derais of getting hana. So that you certainly cannot own such a restaurant. But let's say you sell just, let's say KFC. So KFC, there's no bas b'chal problems. It's going to be derbanan at worst. And therefore, there's no problem of hana by bas b'chal by derbanan. But you still can't sell nevela and treifa and chazer to us to sell. So how is this chenvani able to sell? It's based on the Gemara in, it says, lo sachilam, the Gemara in Pesachim says, and it, you can't serve machal zasur, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Person, let's say, wants to invest in a non-kosher restaurant. It's also an iser, according to many achronim. So how is he able to sell this? This what? Shitvis? I'm not sure if that's a hetter. No one gives that answer. I'm not sure if that works. Could be. Beis Yosef says that he was a Rasha. He didn't follow the right. He didn't follow the halacha. So that's one answer. Other answers, the Gemara says that if it's his namein, if it just chanced upon him, let's say the guy's hunting for deer and happens to catch, I don't know, a pig along the way. So that's, he wasn't looking for the pig. He was misdamein. So we don't want him to lose the money. He has a whole trap set up. So then you're allowed to sell non-kosher food from time to time, but it can't be your regular business. So this was the case. He was selling shechted meats, and once in a while there's an avela. Once in a while there's a trefa. It doesn't really answer the chazer, but he caught a chazer instead of catching a cow. So his domain, if it just happens to be that way, so then you'd be allowed to even sell that to a goy from time to time. The Rav Yehuda has a chiddush. We don't assume this way. Lalacha. He says if the guy has another profession, his main profession is something that's a good profession, selling kosher meat, you can have a second line of business, non-kosher meat. But if his only form of business is through non-kosher meat, through trefos and nevelos, then that would be us. This guy had other businesses. He was selling kosher meat, and for that reason, it was permitted. Okay, they bring a strange riot here. They say the fact that how did he recognize him? We know there's an iser of chukas akum. You can't dress like the goyim. So shouldn't he have realized how the individual is dressed, regardless of his netilas adayim or not netilas adayim? So some try to bring a riot from here that you see that you're allowed to dress like a goy. Wearing non-Jewish clothing is fine. As long as it's not like avodah zara clothing, as long as it's just like regular clothing, that some say this is a riot that's it's permitted. Okay, so that's the story with Mayim Rishonim led to someone eating chazer. What's the story of Mayim Achronim that led to divorcing a wife? So Rashi refers to a sugi at the end of Bava Basra. There Bava Basra, rather the end of the Yuma. The one that's talking about Rabbi Meir and two other Amoraim. I don't remember who the other two. And they got to a person's house to host them, and they asked him what his name was. So the name of this individual whose name was Kidur. Kidur is not a nice name. Kidur, it refers to what the Pasuk says, Kidur Tapuchos, the Pasuk says. Kidur Tapuchos, I mean, everything's flipped around upside down. So Rabbi Meir didn't trust the individual and didn't give his money to the individual. The other two Amoraim gave his money to the individual. They didn't really care what the guy's name is. The next day, they asked for the money back, and Kidur says, I don't know what your money is. I have no idea what you're talking about. And Rabbi Meir was saved from the money because Rabbi Meir didn't give his money. He didn't trust the individual. So he said to Rabbi Meir, how come you didn't give your money? He says, because I asked him his name, and his name is Kidur. It's a disgusting name. That means the guy has disgusting midos. So they say, how do you know you're supposed to learn a person's name? He says, because Shema Garm. These are one of the sources that a person's name gives individual a certain amount of mazel and trust and midos. So Rabbi Meir didn't trust him because he based on the names, and the other two trust him and lost the money. What happened next was they saw the Baal Bayis that he had some lentils on his lip, on his beard, and his mustache. So they went to his wife and said, "Oh, your husband said you should give us back the wallets that he gave you." He says, "I don't know, you're telling the truth. He was eating lentils, and we saw you eating lentils, that's the raya, we were having a lunch with him and stuff." And he said, "Oh, okay," and returned the money back to him. And then they went on their way, and then the Gemara says, the Kiddush says to his wife, "Where's the money?" He said, "I gave it back to the rabbis, you told me to." And he divorced her because of that. Now, had Kiddush done my macharonim and washed his mouth and his mustache, he wouldn't have had lentils, they wouldn't have had a raya that he was telling the truth, and that would have stopped him from ever divorcing his wife. Okay. Fine.
Now it's to steal the money.
So something sounds a little warped by this, but so then the Gemara says five lines down. Ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael and he reported to Bavel, Amar Rishonim Hechilu Basar Nevela. His story was slightly different. It wasn't Basar Chazer, it was Basar Nevela, but same basic storyline. And Acharonim Hargu Es Nefesh, because of this, it led to murder. Now his story was that Kidur didn't divorce his wife; he actually killed his wife. Okay, but again, same line. What the tragedy that resulted from washing my Rishonim, not washing my Machronim. So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak of Simonach, the mnemonic to remember who said which. Rav Dimi's Maisa report versus Rabin's report is also Rav Dimi Afke. Rav Dimi came and he sent her out. Also Rabin Kalei. Rabin came out and she was killed. So that's the mnemonic one you should try to remember. Rabbi Abba Masni Chada Mehani V'Chada Mehani L'Chumra. He learned one L'Chumra, which means what? The more severe case. Each case he thought was more Chumra. So the first case was one of Chazer, not of Nevela. Chazer is more serious. Why is Chazer more serious? Because there are two Yisurim, says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Chada Mehani K'Rabbi L'Chumra. Rishonim Basar Chazer K'Rav Dimi Achronim Hargu K'Rabin. He learned both cases as the more severe report. So what's more severe about Chazer than eating Nevela? Both of them are lav. There's only one lav. Tosa said, Rashi says, Basar Chazer Chomer Min Nevela to Ispe Trei Yisur. There are two different Yisurim here. What are the two Yisurim? Eating a pig, it's only one Yisur. So the Achronim explained that there's two Yisurim. A Chazer that is shechted or dies is an Yisur Nevela on top of Isra Chazer. Even if you shech the Chazer properly, it's still considered Nevela. The Shechita doesn't help. So it must be that he assumes, Rashi assumes, or at least Rav Dimi assumes, or Rav Abba rather assumes, is Isra, Yesh Isra Chal Isra. That even though there's an already existing Isra of Chazer, the Isra Nevela could be Chal on top of that as well. And they explain, other Achronim say no. Even if you hold in general Ein Isser Chal Isser, that's only with respect to the Malkus. You can't get double Malkus. But the Gabi, the Isser, everybody agrees there is a concept of Isser, Yesh Isser, Chal Isser, and that's why there's a double Isser by a Chazer plus Nevela, and that's what makes it more severe. The Gemara now says, Itmar, Chame Ha'or, if water had been heated up by fire. So are you allowed to use this for Netilas Yadayim? So Chizki Amar Ein Nolan Behem Yadayim, you can't use it to wash hands. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nolan Mehem Liyadayim, you can use it to wash hands. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains, he's the one who says that you can use it. Sha'alti is Rabbi Gamliel, Beno Sherebi, I asked Rabbi Gamliel, who's the son of the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Ve'ochel Taros, he was one who was comfortable eating Taros. Ramali, he said, Kol Gdolei Galiel, all the great people in the Galiel, Osen Kane, they would use water heated by fire to wash Netilas Yadayim. So that's how we seemingly paskin.
It would seem that he ate Chulim.
Right, because in the times it wasn't any base to make this, but exactly. Chulun al Tahara, he treated his chulun as Tahara. So then the Gemara says, a chami teveria, that of course came into this world hot from the hot springs of Teveria. So chiz ki amar ein nolin, he says you cannot use them to wash hands, ein nolin mehem, liyadayim aval matabilin mehem yadayim, you may do tevila, you may dip your hands in them and be mekayim a tevila. Tevila also works for hands. If tevila works for the body, it certainly works for hand, so you could dip your hands in the mikvah and in the chami teveria, so long as there's 40 sa in that area, in a unit, you could dip your hands in, but you can't wash from them.
Is that halacha that you're in the ocean and
you want to do? It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Unless I'm missing a certain detail, I never did it, but the Tevilas Yadayim does, the concept does work. I don't know the various details of it, though.
You care,
so, what?
If you don't have that, you go in the sand. If you don't have the
sand?
Halachically, if you don't have water.
No, not for bread. Only for if it's for Nikias, you're allowed to use it sand or something, but not for Nikias Yadayim for pas. It won't work. So in that case, the person just cover the hands with a cloth or something.
Right. The only question, why water is if you have to dip your hand three times?
that's only by washing the more negavaser. But in terms of washing hands for bread, you never need to do it three times.
I mean, two times for bread.
No, I don't think so. No, because one hand, even by hands, it's a big, people don't know. You really don't have to do one time on each hand. You need a revius. If you do one revius in one shot, it gets the whole hand, that's fine. Now, oftentimes people don't know how to turn the hands properly, so you need two. But you can really do one on each hand for, I've seen many rabbis do one hand. I do one hand. Well, once in each hand, as long as you turn the hand, there's enough water to get there. So I don't think you need two even for the tevila. So then the Gemara says, that's all Shitas Chizkiya. Again, Chizkiya says, Chami Teveria doesn't work for Netiyas Yadayim, but it does work for Tevila Yadayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Gufo Tova Behen. You could dip the whole body. You could use it as a mikvah of Alo Pan of Yadav Raglav. It only works for your body if one needs to go to the mikvah. But to put hands and face and legs, that doesn't work. So Gemara says that's very strange. Hasha Kol Gufo Tova Behen. If the entire body could be immersed in the Chamei Teveria and be effective, Pan of Yadav Raglav Lo Kol Shekein. Certainly, hands should be allowed to be dipped in there as well. So Amar Papa Rapapa comes along and says Bimkomam. When it comes to its place, to Chuliyama Lo Pligi Deshari. When it comes to, if there's enough water, there's 40 sa in this place, everything's connected, everybody agrees it's permitted. You could do hands, legs, feet, face, everything, body. That's all allowed. No one argues. And the Gemara says, Mishkal minayu bimana. If you put everything in a mana, you remove everything, so then it's going to be t'chuyama lo pligi de'asa. Then it certainly will not work, because then... Because it's the mikveh will not work if it's a shuvim, it's drawn elsewhere. You don't have the 40 saw connected. Ki pligi, when is there machlokus? It's the paskinu bebas birta, which connected by bas birta. What's bas birta? So if you look at Rashi, take a look at Rashi, the chuyama aser, that one first. Rashi, the chuyama aser, the chitakin rabbanan netil alav bechamin takin, behani gri mechame haor shlohayisa lehen shasa kosher. So even if you remove the hot water of the springs, it's no longer part of a mikveh, it's in a cup now, and you go to have a picnic up at the hot springs, and you want to use it with a cup of water, it won't work. Because they only misakin tevila, rather nitiyas yadayim, if it comes to water that was once cold and you heated it up. But something that came into this world as already being hot, that wasn't part of the takana. So that everybody agreed doesn't work either. But when it says Rashi dafskinu bebas birta, charetz katzer, there's a little ditch that it's the little channels, it splits up into small little ditches here and there. But my imponim sham, the water ends up settling there and gathering together in these little ditches. Vein sham shir mikvah. That the little ditch itself doesn't have the shear 40 sa aval, however, muchubar in the mikvah, it's still connected. There's a little channel that connects the chami teveria to these little ditches on the side. So that really does work because you have the connection. However, the gzeir ba'almahu atumanu. They're concerned if you permit a small little ditch of chami teveria, you might come to use even in a mana, even if it's removed entirely in a kli, people might permit that as well. So the Gemara says that's the machlokas, you're back inside. Again, mishkab minanu b'mana t'chuliyama lo pligi de'asar, ki pligi de'paskinu v'bas birta. When it kind of branched off into small little channels, mar saver gazrina bas birta atumana. Some say the asar, using these small little channels, less one comes to use a mana kli. Umar saver lo gazrina, the other felt he didn't make a gzera. You're not going to be gozer when there's little channels because a person might use a kli. So the Gemara says, in fact, this machlokas is really machlokas tanaim. It says, kitanai. Maim shenifsul mashias behema bekalim psulim bekarka bepsulim bekarka ksheim. Let's say water that is no longer fit for the drinking of a behema. Rashi says if it became bad, it's tsruchim or chami teveria. The dogs won't want to eat the hot springs. So that type of water, the lach is if it's going to be in kalim, it's going to be pasul. But if it's still in the karka, it's going to be kosher. It's still going to be acceptable. Rashi points out here that what it means is acceptable pekarka only to be matbil yadav. It's a mikvah. But you still cannot use it as an atila because it has to be ra'i l'shtia. Part of the gezera that they made, the tekan of netiyas yadayim, you must use water that's ra'i l'achila l'shtia to a behema. Since chami teveria is not ra'i for drinking, it's not good. Only if it's in the karka, use as tevila.
What's part of the raglav? What is yadav?
It's probably a reference to... I'm not sure panav actually. Raglav might be a reference to kohanim. I'm not sure, but they wouldn't be shaykh either because they would only use the kir. I'm not sure. It could be just the phrase that we use. All we lump them always together. So then the Gemara says, where do we go now? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mer'apa karka Tovahem Kol Gufo Avalo Ponav Yadav Raglav. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you're allowed to use this water, even though it's nifsul, even though it's chami tiveria, you could immerse your whole body in, but you can't use it to wash your hands. Asks Gemara, Hasha Kol Gufo Tovahem Yadav Raglav Lo Kol Shekain. So if you can't, if you can immerse your entire body, certainly you should be able to immerse your hands. Lav de Paskinu Bebas Birta. It must be they're talking about the little channels that branch off onto the side. That's where the machlokas tanaim is, and what comes out is baha pligin. That's the very machlokas. The marisaver gazvina bas birta atumana. One felt that they asked using the ditches lest one comes to use the kli, and that was the second opinion. You can't use it for pun of yad v'raglav. We marisaver the tanakama felt lo gazvina. We don't make a gzera, and you may use mimatva yadav in the bas birta. Okay, the Gemara now says Amar of Idi bar Abin, Amar of Yitzhak bar Ashion, Nitiyas Yadayim L'Chulim B'Pnei Srach Shuma. Why do we have washing hands of Chulim? We know Chulim, there's no issues of Tumah at all. The Gemara says, as we know famously, because of Srach Shuma, because of Srach Shuma. What does Srach Shuma mean? Says Rashi here, Nitiyas Yadayim L'Chulim B'Pnei Srach Shuma, Hutzrachu, She Yadayim Shniyos U'Polsos Es HaTshuma. Because the hands, they are considered secondary. They made a gzera that all hands, since Yadayim Askaniyot Haim, they're very busy and getting dirty. If one were to touch Chuma, it passes the Chuma of a Chulin Lo, Mahani Bahusheni. But second level hands are not able to disqualify Chulin, so there's really no need to wash hands for Chulin. The whole content of all of us is because of the Kohanim. The Kohanim are busy eating Chuma. We don't eat Chuma, but just so the entire old the entire Welt is busy washing hands, so when the Kohanim eat Chuma, it's something that becomes normal to them and regular. That's the whole point. There is an interesting din just came to mind now. It comes to Aninus, so off topic for a moment, but Aninus, we know that all the halachas of mitzvahs, and Oni doesn't perform any mitzvahs at all. But whenever there's a mitzvah that is involved in some level of Isser, then he has to perform the mitzvah. So what the Pesachei Teshuva talks about in Yerdeya, that washing hands for Netiyas Yadayim for a bread, are you allowed to, are you supposed to wash hands? Is that considered a mitzvah and one shouldn't do it and an Onin shouldn't do it? Or not? Like an Onin doesn't say brachas, because brachas is a mitzvah, you do away with the brachas. So they all ask the question, well, isn't it aser to eat without a bracha? Right? Asla hanos meholam azeh b'li bracha. So they answer different questions, different answers for that. They ask the question, what about washing hands before bread? It's srach chuma. I mean, it might lead to an isser of a kohen then touching chuma. So the Pesachei Teshuva says, since Netiyas Yadayim is not really a paza mitzvah, but it's more a srach chuma, it's a gzeira to prevent any asering of a chuma, therefore one should wash hands, not saying a bracha, but an onen should wash hands prior to eating bread. Okay, back inside now. The Gemara says, so that's the first reason why we do washing of hands for chulin, bipnei srach chuma. The ode, moreover, mishum mitzvah, there's a mitzvah involved. My mitzvah, what exactly is the mitzvah? Amar Abai says, mitzvah lishmo divrei chacham, because chacham say to do something, you must listen. So this is not any different than any other mitzvah chachamim. Whenever there's a reason, so there's a mitzvah to listen to chachamim. That's the added idea that Abai says. Rav Amar mitzvah lishmo divrei Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. Not just Stam Chacham, this is Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol she'yiga ba'azav, yadav lo shata pamayim. Anything that Zav touches and his hands weren't washed, implying that one should wash their hands. So the big machlok is Rashi Toser, very, very important. Rashi says here, Rav Amar deraisahi mitzvah k'Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. He brings a Pasuk telling us it's a din deraisa to wash the hands. Toser takes issue. Toser says it can't be true. Tosa says, mitzvah l'shma, the second mitzvah l'shma. Mitzvah l'shma, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, perish da samich le'kra, de lav drasha gemur. It's in that smach de ba'ama, it's not really a drasha gemura. So look at the previous Tosas for a second now. Previous Tosas says, so again, machlokas Rashi Tosas, whether Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is deraisa or only midrabanan. Now the previous Tosas where it says, mitzvah l'shma, divrei chachamim, asks Tosas v'im tomar, v'alo mishim srach chuma taknu. Vimkain my va'od. What's the need? Once you say b'skot srach chuma, what's being added by v'od mitzvah l'shmo chachamim? Every mitzvah d'rabbanan is a mitzvah l'shmo chachamim. There must be something that's being added here. And Tosas writes, v'yesh omer detiknu mishum nekiyas. In nekiyas, a person being clean and using his hands properly and just having overall good hygiene is the mitzvah l'shmo chachamim. Okay. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "Amar Reb Elazar ben Arach, mikan samchu chacham." From here, chachamim used l'netiyas yadayim min haTorah. So that's always a challenging statement when you have a divrei chachamim from a divrei Torah. It sounds like it's really an esmachta. Pashup Shad is like Tosfos. That's only a smachta, not really a drasha gemura. So there's always a question whenever the Gemara says like remez minatora minayin. Remez is a different minatora. Minatora means it's a real source. Remez sounds like it's implied there. The real truth is that every din chachamim, every mitzvah derabanan is really mitzvah deraisa. And the Svarim they talk about in the luchos. How many letters were in the luchos? Anybody know? 620 letters. Keser, that's the gematria of Keser. 620 letters in the Luchos. Why? Because 613 mitzvahs plus 7 mitzvahs midirban. Why mitzvah midirban being hinted at in the Luchos? It wasn't created until much later. The idea is every one of the 7 mitzvahs midirban were actually hinted at in the Torah. It just took the Chacham to find them, but they all are levels of deraisa. That's why Esther wasn't able to create Purim until she found the remez in the Torah. Once she found it, then they were able to be maskim to it. That's the understanding. In fact, these machlokas we've shown whether or not you count mitzvahs midirabanan as part of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Baha'i counts mitzvahs midirabanan as part of the 613 mitzvahs. Not 620, but 613. The Rambam's first issue in Shorash, and his first Shorash in all of Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, how do you count mitzvahs midirabanan? We only count mitzvahs deraisa, so that machlokas seems to be about how derabanans are really rooted in deraisas. And this also explains, going off topic just for a second, the famous story in Gemara Menachos where Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the back of the classroom of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is darshing the tagim, the little keser, the crowns. He said, where do you get this from? He said, Allah Moshe Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied. Moshe didn't know what was going on. Because Moshe understood that the mitzvahs derabanan were hinted at in the Torah. Moshe didn't understand that. It took Shlomo Melech and other great rabbis afterwards to figure it out, but it was all hinted at in the Torah. As Halach Moshe Sinai, it had to be figured out and exposed and revealed by certain chachamim. And that's what made Moshe Rabbeinu satisfied. Either way, so we see that there's always this divrei chachamim mid divrei Torah.
The divrei was from Shlomo Melech, right?
What? Yeah, Nitzhizadayim and Eirvin was from Shlomo.
Right.
Shlomo Melech was smarter. He was more of a chacham than Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe was the greatest Navi, Shlomo was the greatest chacham. So you have to be a chacham to find out the hidden derabanan.
Where do you see when this pasuk about washing before bread?
Not before bread. It just stopped talking about just washing hands. It's a drasha they make from washing hands. They're applying it to washing for bread. That's the drasha they made. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav le Rav Nachman, my mashma dechsev lo yadav lo shatafim mayim. What's the drasha? Let's explain the drasha a little bit. His hands weren't washed. Ha, shataf, had they been washed, tarir, it would have been tarir. Ask the Gemara, tevila bay, a zav needs to go into the mikvah. Washing hands won't help a zav, he needs to go to a real mikvah. Elahachi kamar, it must be. This answers the question. The acher, someone else who's not a zav, another person, shloshotav tamei, someone else who doesn't wash his hands is tamei. But if that other person who's not a zav, he's just a stam person, does wash his hands, then he would be considered tahor for the purposes of eating bread. Gemara now says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Ashaya, lo amru nitiyas adayim leperos el mishum nikiyas. The only reason why one would have to wash hands prior to eating fruit is simply because of that should be clean.
So the Gemara. Dry fruit or wet fruit?
Right now, dry fruit.
So,
what? Exactly, wet fruit. Exactly. People don't know this halacha. People think that you don't have to wash hands for wet fruit. And there's a clear halacha in Shulchan Aruch that when a person's eating a food, not only a fruit, any food, a donut dipped in milk, a cookie dipped in milk, so the din is that if it's dipped into any of the 7 liquids, 7 mashkim, which is yad dam shachat, yad shachat dam, which is yain dam, shemen, chalav, tal, is this yain already I said? Mayim, water, I'm missing one I think. Dam I mentioned. Either way, the 7 of the liquids we have there, dvash, I missed. So then you would have, you have to wash hands before, and if it's still wet. So you're dipping apple into honey, you need to wash hands. There are achronim who say nowadays we're not knowing this, but the mishabur is very, very machmir, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that one should wash hands, like we do karpas, sales later. People think it's once a year. It's not true. Every single time a person has fruit that's wet, when it's still wet, you have to dip it, wash hands first, no bracha. But this is talking about dry fruit. When it comes to dry, rather the gra would actually say a bracha on washing hands prior to eating a food dipped into one of the sheva mashrim. We don't pass in this way, but that showed how serious it was. Now, regarding the tisadayim of peros, of having dry fruit, ela mishum nikiyas, that's only because of cleanliness. So, savri minei, the understanding was, chovahu deleka, there's no obligation to wash hands for peros, but ha mitzvah ika, but there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to wash hands for fruit if one wanted to. There's a rishus. Amalehu rava, rava says back, not true. Lo chovah, lo mitzvah, ela rishus, it's only a rishus. One is allowed to, but there's not even a fulfillment of a mitzvah at all to do so. Upligi the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman takes it a step further. He says not only is it not a mitzvah, not a chova, it's actually usher to wash hands. And the Shulchan Aruch brings us lahalacha. Damar Rav Nachman hanota yodav leperos ein ela migase ruach. That guy's a bagayver for doing such a thing. The guy thinks he's better than anybody else, and therefore he washes his hands for fruit. And that's something that we don't practice. Now, if a person, the Mishnah Berurah points out, a person wants to wash hands because kavod bracha, you shouldn't be saying brachas with dirty hands. You're doing it not for the fruit, you're doing it for the bracha, then that would be allowed. Now, there's a debate. If you're washing hands for kavod bracha, should you do a regular washing of hands, one, two, or you just wash your hands and scrub them together? So Mishnah Berurah says, once you're washing it for kavod brachos, then you're even allowed to, you're not allowed to wash it the regular tisadayim of pas. Okay, now, before we go weiter, there's an interesting discussion here. Oh, it's already 7:30. Maybe we shouldn't go weiter. Maybe we shouldn't, may I say afterwards. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana Hava Kamino Kami De Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. I was once standing in front of these two great Gedolim, and I see the Kamayo Kilkalot Tepiri. They brought in front of me a basket, or in front of themselves, a basket of fruit. V'achlu, they ate, V'lo Mashi Yadai, they didn't wash their hands when they ate the fruit. V'lo Yavli Midi, they didn't give me anything to eat either. They didn't share the food with me. Ubar Chad Chad Lechudei, they each said a bracha achrona independently. So, now, the reason why they didn't give him to eat, Rashi points out here, is not because they weren't being nice and friendly and they didn't know how to share. He wasn't hungry, but lo yav le midi, says Rashi, shlo chashu le tzarfani iman li ziman. They didn't care that I joined them for ziman here. That was the point here. The kasavri aim is aman al peris lomer nevarach. We don't do ziman on fruit, as we know. So there's a concept. Let's say two people are sitting and eating, and a third guy comes. You say, oh, have a bite of something. For you and I are having hamotzi, and we want to have a ziman. So if a guy comes along, and we say, oh, you should have something just so that you should create a ziman, that exists when it comes to benching for bread. But fruit, there is no such concept. So based on this whole maisa, he was able to learn a number of different halachas here. He says, Shema Mina, we learned tlas. We learned three different things. Shema Mina, ein netias yadayim leperos. From the fact that they didn't wash their hands prior to eating the fruit, we learned that you don't wash hands before eating fruit. Shema Mina, ein mezamnin al peros. There is no concept of having a zeman on fruit. That's why he didn't invite me to eat. Shema Mina, shnaim shachlu mitzvah lechalik. When two people are eating, there's a mitzvah lechalik, and you shouldn't have one be motzi the other. And Tanan Ami Hach, the Brisa says as well, shnaim shachlu, when two people are eating, mitzvah lechalik, it's good for them to separate and say individual bracha achronas. But when is it shu shayu shem sofrim? When both of them are sofrim, which means they're learning individuals and know the brachas by heart. About echad sofer v'echad bor, one is learned and one is not. So then we should say the sofer should be mevarich and the bor should be yote. Okay, so I think we have time. I'll say quickly now. There's a machlokas here about what is chayv in chuma. We know the whole idea of netias adayim is srach chuma. So what's chayv in chuma? Which types of foods? So the question really becomes: should there's a chiv to take chuma on fruits as well? So there's a chiv to take chuma on fruits, so shouldn't there then be netias adayim not only on bread, but also on fruits as well? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because since we assume the pasuk says, Degancha, Tiroshcha, Vietzarcha. Degancha are the five grains, Tiroshcha is wine, Vietzarcha is oil, we only say Mederaisa on the five grains. The oil and the wine are separate things. But all other fruits, kol sharp peros, are only chai mid dirabanan in shuma, and that's why they only instituted on degancha, because that's the only thing, that only food item that's chai mid daraisa. So that makes sense. The problem is the Rambam holds, he's a das yachid, that all peros are actually chayiv midiraisa in chuma. So according to the Rambam, the question becomes, if all peros are chayiv in chuma midiraisa, how come there was no institution of the tias adayim according to the Rambam? So the Prima Gadim explained that they're only misakin the tias adayim when a person is eating achilas keva, when having a set meal. But since no one eats achilas keva when eating fruit, they never establish such a din of a tias adayim. Even though that all shar peros are chai midirais and chuma, according to Rambam, it was only established in the context of kviya suda. Okay, the Gemara now says the very last line of the Amud here, Tanur Bana. The Brisa teaches us in Tilas Yadayim Lechulin Ad HaPerek. We're going to have to look at Rashi's what Ad HaPerek means, and then we'll look at in the next page of Rashi, however. And Lechuma Ad HaPerek as well, to a different perek on the fingers. And Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'Mikdash Ad HaPerek. So we have different levels. There's Chulin, Chuma, and Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the Kiyur. So Rashi says on the top here, Ada Perek, referring to Chulin. The first one, Ada Perek, Men Hasheni Yishab Emsa Etzbel. It's the second one, the middle knuckle here. That's where you need for Chulin, according to this Mandamar. And since it's only Srach Truma, it's only really a Gzeir for Truma, it's enough to only go to that point. When it comes to Truma itself, Ad Perak, that means the third one, which is the top of the knuckle where the finger meets the back of the hand. And then when it comes to Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim, then you need Ad Perak, which means the top one where the wrist is, where the hand meets the arm. That's the first understanding of where the breakdown is. V'chol davar shechotis b'tevila b'guf, chotis mitilas yadayim l'chun v'b'kiddush HaDayim Raglayim b'mikdash. Anything that serves as a chatzitza in a mikvah would also serve to be a chatzitza in the base of mikdash as well. There's a Tosos here to look at here. We are moving nicely. Actually, no. If you want, you can look at the Tosos, Dimas of Echol Davar. It's a short little Tosos here. He's mechalek between chatzitza needed for eating versus a chatzitza of negiah, of touching things. There's a chumrah when it comes to eating versus a negiah. He also mentions there in Tosos the need to clean underneath the fingers and dirt. That's why it's brought down in the halacha and Shulchan Aruch Mishabura that a person should have their nails always very short because you can't guarantee that you'll be able to scrape all the dirt that's below the nails, which are going to possibly serve as a chatita. So one should, even men should always make sure that their nails are pretty short so it does not become a problem of a chatita for netiyas yadayim. Fine. So then the Gemara says that's all according to the first opinion. That's all according to the Shita of the Tanakama. Comes along Rav now. Amar Rav. Rav says, Ad kan l'chulin, ad kan l'truma. So what does that mean? So he says, it's referring to, he explained, Rashi says he showed everyone where the line is. He says, this is chulin, and this is truma, and this is for the kiyur. Shmuel comes along and argues on Rav in the Braisa. Shmuel Amar, ad kan bein l'chulin, bein l'truma. L'chumra. He says, no, L'chumra to both places, which means, Rashi says, the Perek Shlishi, which is up until the wrist. He says, the Chumra for everything, for Chuma, for Chulun, Vakir, should be up until the wrist, and Shmuel goes against the Braisa. Rishon asks, how could he argue in a Braisa? He was only Shmuel. We only have Rav as Tanu Palag. We don't have Shmuel as Tanu Palag. So he asks the question how Shmuel could argue. He's not really arguing. He's really just being more Machmi. He's adding on to the Braisa. Rav Sheish is Amar, Ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'truma l'kula. He goes l'kula. He says up until this point we're going to be lenient. What is ad kan? Which place is he referring to? So they explain it's referring to the end of the fingers where it touches the hand. Rashi isn't saying anything here, does he? I don't think so. Right, but which one though? Which he doesn't say which parak it is. So then the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara is going to explain now. I don't remember. Gemara then says, Amar Abari Hadio Hava Kamina Kamidi Rabbi Ami. I was standing in front of Rabbi Ami one time. Amar Ad Kan Bein L'Chulin Bein L'Truma L'Chumra. For Lo Tema Reb. So he says until this point, it's going to be L'Chumra, and seemingly the higher part of the hand. And Velo Tema Rabbi Ami Mishum Dekarinu. Don't say because Rabbi Ami was a Kohen, that's why he's Machmir to wash the higher part of the hand. Da Rabbi Maisha Bar Mbreid Rabbi Shuman Levi Ha Hu Leva. And he was a Levi, and yet he also said, Amar Ad Kan Bein L'Chulin Bein L'Truma L'Chumra. So even those who are Machmir, not only Machmir for Kohanim, but even for Levim and even Yisraelim, they're Machmir to wash hands to a higher pair. The middle one of the espels. That's the Chumra, meaning where it touches.
Well, I guess Chumra he's being Chumra on the first two, right? He's pointing both the same or no?
They're equating the Chulin and Truma.
That he's pointing to one same spot for everything.
Yeah, I don't know which spot that is, though.
Right, so
yeah.
According to this, it's a Perakim Seishel as well. Uh-huh. And he's, for Kohanim, is it the Kula, and for the
Kohanim, it's no, everyone knows, it's Chumra across the board, everyone's equal. There is no Chilik between who, everyone does it the same place. Fine, so then the Gemara says, we'll do a few lines into the next Amr. The Gemara says, Amr of Rav, no to all the Meshte Yod of Shachris and Masalem Koyam Kulo. A person's allowed to wash hands in the morning and make a Tanai to later on, as long as he makes sure Rashi says, Masna l'achila, u'bavachi yizar militanfam u'militamam. The guy can wash hands, he knows he's going to be traveling, there's no access to water. He's going to go on a plane, let's say, and the water is very hard to come by. They have to wash hands. It's not so easy all the time. So he washes hands in the morning with the idea that he's going to use this washing in the morning, that when he eats bread 5 hours later, that will be the tiyas adayim that's going to cover the eating the bread, so long as he makes sure that he keeps his hand clean in the interim. So comes along now, Amar Luhu Rabbi Avina Levnei Paksa, people who lived in this place. The Arvos is the name of a city or an area. Kigon Asun de Loshricha Lechumaya, Mashi Daicho Mitzafra, Vasalai Lukulyoma. You, who live in a place that's very dry and arid where there's no water, so you should rely on such a heter of whatever water you have in the morning, wash it, and have in mind, make it tonight to use it for the rest of the day to cover you. Yikidami others say b'shas adachak in shalob b'shas adachak. Hello. There's only something you could use if you if it's mamash shas adachak, where there's really no other options that you have. But if it's not shas adachak, then a person should not make such a kula. Who pleaded the Rav? This argues on Rav. Rav argues on this. V'yikidami. Rav was the one who said the first din. Rav was mekel even if it wasn't shas adachak. If you live in a place where there just happens to be little water, so it makes it to tonight. But the Ikadamri says, no, only it's mamash shas adachak could one rely on this. The Ikadamri others say, afilu shlo b'shas adachak, nami, even when it's not shas adachak, you're still allowed to rely on this, hainu de Rav. So this machlokas, whether this report from Pakta de Arvis was in agreement with Rav, or it was disagreeing with Rav. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.